Our podcast expert is Katie Atkin. She joins us in the Auckland studio. Hello there.
Hi.
You'll be pleased to know that I've been trying to find some time for podcasts in my life, my busy life.
You're always trying to find time. Just make the time.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I've done this week, and I've been listening to one called Conan Needs a Friend.
Oh, yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah.
It's a really nice premise, actually, that one about how he actually knows lots of people in showbiz, but he doesn't really have any friends. And he's got this great kind of assistant, kind of sidekick in the podcast who's really very funny, and she brings quite a lot of life. But his guests are brilliant because he's been on TV for so long, he just knows everyone. So
yeah.
There's a really good one. I only know Megan Mulhoney from Will and Grace and her husband. They do it. That's a great episode.
I'm listening
them.
To Howard Stern at the moment.
Oh,
really
cool. Yeah.
Too,
oh, awesome.
Who is underrated as an interviewer, who is famous for, you know, strippers and sex toys and whatever, but is like
very clever.
Conan says he thinks he's the best interviewer in the world. And then there's one I'm really keen on, which is, you know, Giles Corran, the restaurant reviewer.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got one out with his wife.
Yeah.
And it's called Giles Corran Has No Idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's him and his wife going through the papers trying to come up with an idea for his weekly newspaper column.
There's a, I'm actually doing a column on food podcast next week.
Oh, good.
And that's one of them. There's another really good one, Jay Rayner, who's a food critic. He's got a podcast called Out to Lunch, which is really good as well. And there's another one called Cult Foods, which I'm doing, which is around how do foods become like a cult, like the cult of pizza or whatever. So check that one out.
Great. Katie writes for the Sunday Star Times, by the way. And today she's here to introduce us to a couple of podcasts. The first one's called Gangster Capitalism. Here's a little clip.
We help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school.
It's so hard for these kids to get into college, and look what's going on behind the scenes.
Jared Kushner became the poster child for admissions preference. Today, that $2.5 million kind of looks like jump change.
There will always be rich people applying to schools who want private school advisors. These people have after-school snack advisors.
I went to Yale. My son went to Yale. It's Jack's turn.
Great soundtrack too.
Yeah, it's so a pretty cool song.
Gangster Capitalism.
Yeah, and this one is about the college admissions scandal, which has kind of been known as Operation Varsity Blues, that I'm sure many of you will have read and seen footage of this, because there's a couple of celebrities that were caught up in this sting, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, who's from Full House. And this podcast kind of breaks down who the key players are in the scandal. So obviously, as I say, it's quite a well-documented subject, but the one thing that is good about this podcast is that it's taken all the wiretaps from the investigation, and obviously with it being an audio medium, so there's real live wiretaps, and then they kind of reconstruct your own conversations from parents. And so to break down what the college admission scandal is, there's a man called Rick Singer who developed a system of fraud basically around with different colleges and with different coaches and different kind of academics, where he would bribe people into rotating the admissions system and getting kids in through what they've called the side door. So in America, there's always been a very well publicised kind of backdoor way into college, which is like in that clip, the Kushner, Jared Kushner's grandfather pays $2 million to the college of that choice, and then Jared gets in. So that's the back door. The side door is where rich parents, and when I were talking rich, you're not talking about the super rich like them, but you're talking maybe like, you know, Fortune 500 CEOs, celebrities, people with, you know, a little bit of coin. And what they do is they get, you know, contact Singer, and he would say, how bright is your kid? What we can do is a couple of ways we do it. We can either get my really smart guy to take the SAT for them.
What?
And you pay me this much money, and then they get a great score. Your kid still takes the SAT, but when they do it, we pay this proctor, you know, the person who would adjudicate the exam, and we'll pay them, and then the exam that they get back, it's got all their, you know, writing and their name on it, but we've upped the ante on their score. So the child or teenager thinks they've done really well. So that's one way they do it. The other way they do it is they have a child who is never going to get a score like that on an SAT or an ACT, which is the other exam. And they go through this kind of sports team way. So they might say, so in the Lori Loughlin example, her children, her two girls, who have never done any rowing in their lives were admitted to UCLA on the rowing team. So that, in that sense, Singer has a contact there with the coach and he pays her a lot of money. And when they have the admissions meetings at colleges, if you're on a sports team, then you're automatically kind of in. So that's the kind of ways that they do it. So through this podcast, first of all, it kind of explains the side door. It takes you through who Rick Singer is, how he kind of got involved in this, because he's not always been a fraudster. And then kind of how it all kind of fell down. And the interesting part as it goes along is that it's kind of happening in real time. So a lot of this came out in March or April. So the team here at C13 Originals have done really well to turn this around so quickly. You know, it came out in June, and there's six parts, and they're following it as they go. They're very keen to hear from other people who might have been involved. And throughout, as the podcast moves on, you actually hear from students who have not been able to get into college because the rowing team was full, and then they find out that the person on the row team's never rowed. So it brings up lots of questions around what is the system and what's wrong with it in terms of the admissions. It's obviously got the celebrity pulling power. It explores kind of like working hard versus class and privilege. You know, there's a great quote in from one of the experts in one of the college experts who says, like, are we basically building a group of incapable rich Americans, and not kind of like highlighting the fact that we've got some really competent poor people who just aren't getting this chance. So there's lots of kind of things, and even this, so what is the fascination with Ivy League colleges? Like, in that clip there's a bit with like, I was at Yale, my father was at Yale, it's Jack's turn, you know, like, why is this sense of entitlement to go to a college that your family went to? And, you know, what does it say about modern American parenting in terms of, you know, there's one university that says, we actually have established in our school that no child will be admitted here if they've had an SAT coach since the ninth grade, because that's just ridiculous. Why would you need to study for an exam 5 years before? So there's lots going on. As I say, the team at C13 Originals, they're a division of Cadence 13, which did another great podcast recently called The Root of Evil. And it's Andrew Jenks is an MTV kind of documentary filmmaker. So there's lots going on there. It moves really quickly. And as I say, they're getting tips from people as they go. So each episode kind of evolves. And the first person who was involved in the scandal just got sentenced to 1 day in jail for their involvement with their $500,000. So there's a real question here, is like, yes, this behaviour is deplorable and immoral, but is it criminal? So there's this kind of, as the podcast moves along, you sort of, there's lots of things to think about in here, and I think it's really enjoyable.
Love it. Okay, that's called Gangster Capitalism. Katie Atkins, and by the way, and if you're wondering who Lori Loughlin was in Full House, she was Rebecca, Uncle Jesse's girlfriend.
And Becky.
Yeah, we have one other podcast recommendation, and let's take a listen. It's school holidays, and so this is one that's aimed at the kids.
From Gimlet, a tale of two kingdoms at war.
Our kingdom is being squeezed to death, and no one is doing anything.
And the princes who decided to do something about it.
I am just going to march into an enchanted forest and do battle with an unknown evil that's been terrorizing my kingdom for years. What could possibly go wrong?
It's about old wounds.
The East still remembers the savagery of the West.
And new alliances.
How do we find two tiny princes in a great big bloody forest?
That depends. How quickly can you raise an army?
What are you?
Warriors!
What are you?
Warriors!
What are you?
Warriors!
Starring Noah Galvin from Broadway's Dear Evan Hansen.
So that's a bit of a trailer of a podcast called Two Princes. Sounds quite gripping.
It's pretty epic. And in terms of fiction podcasts, you know, I feel like the children's audience is so ripe for this, in terms of this is like a modern fairy tale, basically. It's the story of two princes from two different kingdoms, two different cultures. The setup is that Prince Rupert lives in a kingdom that's been overrun by a forest, and nobody wants to go into the forest to see what's wrong. In fact, he's forbidden. He's just a child, and which is obviously just a red rag to a bull because he's like, I want to know. And there's a forbidden book that no one's allowed to access. So he sort of, you know, starts to get really curious about this. And along his kind of journey into the forest, he meets another prince called Prince Amir. And they sort of start out as rivals and then work out that they have to work together to kind of... So it's got all the kind of intrigue and, you know, stuff around fairy tales, a secret prophecy, the book, the mystery, the magic. There's also a bit of a love story. One of them is betrothed to a woman. And as they kind of go along, they realise that they actually really like each other. And when my kids were listening to this, the 9-year-old was like, oh, that boy loves the boy. And my 5-year-old goes, oh, it's okay. Boys can marry boys and girls can marry girls.
Great.
So, you know, it's there's
You've
lots
done
of,
your job as a mother.
Thank you. So it's lots of contemporary humour, although it is kind of set around a kind of fairy tale kind of epic. There's 7 parts. It's got some real good stellar star sort of cast, really witty kind of one-liners. It's not like how shall though the, you know, it's all kind of set in quite contemporary fiction and brings up great kind of youth themes around the LGBTQ, you know, conversations you might have with your kids. And I just think it's really well produced and really well made. And if you're driving along in the car, a bit of swashbuckling, bit of army, bit of fairy tale is definitely something that might make your school holiday drive go a bit better.
Did the 5-year-old follow it okay?
Yeah, as I say, the story's pretty simple in terms of, you know, that it's there's a conquest and people, you know, people have to work together and a friendship rather than rivals. Mm. And you know, the stuff with parents, both the queens and this are very strong matriarchal figures, and it's about, you know, oh, my mum wants me to do this, and, you know, so there's lots of things that kids, even little kids, can understand, so... it's really good. I've also got one quick one for a podcast for the holidays for kids.
By the way, that was called Two Princes, that one, if you want to look it up.
And it's from National Geographic and it's called Overheard, and it's all about kind of the natural world. It's only 15 minutes long and it's for all the family rather than just for kids, but it really looks at the kind of water cooler conversations that happen behind the scenes at Nat Geo headquarters. Mm. So it gives you access to, you know, scientists, explorers, photo editors, journalists, and it's a real... It's obviously Nat Geo got a TV channel, got a great magazine, great photographers. This is their kind of like first foray into the audio medium around their storytelling, and it's a way that they want to show listeners the people behind those amazing pictures and those amazing kind of TV shows. So I found it really insightful, really fun. They cover things around the natural world, animals, pyramids, history. Like, it's a real good subject matter. And the fact that they're so short means that it's just a little 15-20 minute kind of interlude into your car drive on your school halls.
Episode 3, Rats and Humans, a love story.
I did think about you when I saw this one. And this one actually, New Zealand actually gets a mention in this one around the Kiore rat in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And how it was revered. So it's really worth a listen if you want to give that one a go too.
Bringers of plague, schleppers of pizza slices, garbage gobblers, love them or hate them, our past and our future is bound up with these little hustlers.
Yeah, there you go. They're hard to eradicate.
What sort of age for Overheard?
I would say Overheard's probably slightly older age for kids, but the themes of, you know, even the pyramids one, my kids were a bit like, I could see they were a bit bored, but I found it fascinating.
That's all that matters. Katie Atkin. By the way, if you love Katie Atkin's podcast picks, as I do, you can find them on our website, rnz.co.nz/podcastpicks, and you'll find all the podcasts she's ever recommended since she began with us in... Has it been that long? 2016. Wow. Okay. And Katie's in every month or so with a couple of new podcasts.